his praises. One day when sin was as black as could be, Jesus came forth to be born of a virgin, dwelt among men, my example is he. The word became flesh and the light shined among us, his glory revealed. Living he loved me, dying he saved me, and buried he carried my sins far away. Rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day. One day they led him up Calvary's mountain. One day they die on a tree, suffering anguish, despised and rejected, bearing our sins, my Redeemer is he. The hands that heal nations stretched out on a tree and took the nails for me. Sins far away, rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day.
One day the grave could conceal him no longer. One day
far away, rising he justified, freely forever. One day he's coming, on glorious day, oh glorious day.
Thank you. just a little bit. Praise Him. Hallelujah. What's His word? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my.
The Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts presents the Sunday, July the 30th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, featuring gospel with a southern flavor, produced and hosted by evangelist and pastor teacher Donley Vernon Brown. Good Sunday morning, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Sounds of Praise Ministry. From now until 8 a.m., plan to be here, bringing the very best in gospel music with a southern flavor. I haven't done this in quite a while, so we're praying that you're going to be blessed today. Let's look to God in prayer. Eternal Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning. We're praising and thanking you, Lord, because you are God, and you deserve all of our thanksgiving. You deserve all of our praise, and because of your continued benefits and blessing to us through your gift of salvation through Jesus Christ, your Son, we are here now to share the good news of the gospel with those out there who may never receive you as personal Lord and Savior, and those out there who know you as Lord and who are going through difficult times, who need to be encouraged and strengthened and blessed and receive direction. We pray, oh Lord, we might be under your control to accomplish great and mighty things in the lives of multitudes of individuals this day. So we thank you for this great privilege, this great opportunity. We pray you administer powerfully in and through our lives so that many great and wondrous things might redound unto your great and matchless name. And we thank you for this opportunity and this great privilege. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving. Amen. It's 5:22 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. It's Tusk Free Farm Radio. We're also on the internet streaming live at WMFO.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app at 91.5FM.org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher Donley Vernon Brown on this Sunday, July the 30th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. 61 degrees outside our studio right now. We're going to be bringing you that weather update sometime around 6:30 so that you know how to dress and everything else that's going out there on this Sunday, July the 30th. Okay. Had a little confusion here. Not unusual. We began with our theme song today, Mark Condon and the Sanctuary Choir with Give Him the Praise. Usually, we're supposed to begin with our New Day theme, which was played next, Casting Crowns with Glorious Day. And then we concluded with our co-theme, Mark Condon and the Sanctuary Choir with Praise the Lord. So we got, you know, the New Day theme and our theme song a little bit out of whack. But hopefully, you received the blessing anyway. Today we are featuring gospel with a southern flavor. All of the artists are not from the south, but they're singing songs in that southern type style. And so therefore, we're including some great gospel music by a lot of great artists. And we pray that you are going to be blessed. I didn't bring my schedule with me, but someone asked me recently that it's been a long time. That's what I was trying to say. It's been a long time since you did gospel with an Afro-Caribbean and Hispanic flavor. And I said, it's coming up. I don't know when it is. I did, like I said, begin to produce a schedule this past week, in fact. But didn't bring it to the station. So what good is it? But anyway, yeah, we have gospel with an Afro-Caribbean Hispanic flavor coming up sometime in the very near future. And next Sunday, hopefully, I'll bring all the information and we'll be able to announce what is going on and when it is going on. Anyway, let me give you our phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. You'd like us to play something with a gospel with a southern flavor? If we have it, we'll do it. But we have a two-for-one policy if we don't have it here in the studio. Number one, we'll play something appropriate in its place. And number two, when we get our hands on a copy of what you want to hear, we'll play it for you at 6 a.m., at 7 a.m., and before we go off the air at 8 a.m. Our policy is Sounds of Praise. If you can make the effort to call so early in the morning, we're going to make every effort to get the music that you want to hear on the air. And again, that number, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Gospel with a Southern flavor, Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs, and Can't Run here on Sounds of Praise. That's not about my physical condition.
Tonight, one day he's got a warrant for you. But you know what?
Can't run, can't hide.
No,
there's no need to try. If I were you, I'd get lawyer Jesus. I wouldn't wait, I'd make haste. This is something you can't get around, no matter what you do. Just as sure as you can hear my voice tonight, one day he's got a warrant for you. But you know, he'll take the babies from his mother's breast. He'll take the rich man and everybody else. Take mothers, daughters, father and son. Sometime he won't stop till he got that last one. But you can't run, you can't hide. No need, no need
to try. You can't hide. Well, my mind go back to a story in the Bible day. One day God called a man by the name of Jonah. Said, now Jonah, I want you to go down in a place called Nineveh and tell my people, if they don't repent, I'll destroy that city. But you know that story. Jonah didn't want to go. So Jonah decided that he was going down to a place called Joppa. Then he went on down to the shipyard. He went on down to the ticket office and got him a ticket. And he was on his way to a place called Tosh. Then he went on down on the bottom deck, got over in the corner and went fast asleep.
But what he didn't know, when he laid down, God was looking right at him. God was looking at him. But God didn't bother him. All God did was he called a wind, and he told a wind, I want you to blow. And he told the thunder, I want you to roll. And he told the lightning, I want you to flash. And he told the tide, stand up real high. Cause I've got a child that's trying to run and think he can hide. And about that time, the captain came around and told the crew member, pull all the anchor. We gotta get ready and set for sail. And then they tell me, thunder started to roll, lightning started to flash, tide stood up high, and the wind began to blow. Captain got confused, told all his crew members, out of all the time we made this journey, we ain't never had trouble before. And then he told all the crew members, come on the top deck. And then he asked them, tell me who is your God? Who is your God? Whoever your God is, I want you to call him. And about that time, another man came and said, wait a minute, Captain, there's one more man. And he's downstairs, he's over in the corner, and he's fast asleep. Captain said, let me go down, I'll see about him. Captain walked over and shook old man Jonah. And Jonah stood up, and the captain asked him, how can you sleep and we in a storm? Then he asked him, tell me, who is your God? And Jonah told him, my God is the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the captain said, call him. And Jonah told him, I ain't gotta call him. You already know that I'm trying to run and I'm trying to hide. He said, well now, Captain, if you want peace on your ship, you gotta take me on top and throw me overboard. So they took Jonah up and throwed him overboard. And the Bible tell me God had a fish prepared for him and swallowed him down in the bottom of his belly. Took him around and took him down in the bottom of the sea. But I'm so glad tonight. I'm so glad tonight. I'm so glad tonight. It don't make no difference how low you get. God will always hear you if you would call him. I dare you to call him.
us worship the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised, to be glorified, to be honored, because he's Jesus, our King.
Five 48 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Sunday, July the 30th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. And we are featuring gospel with a southern flavor. Here she is, here on Sounds of Praise, the mother of gospel, evangelist and pastor Shirley Caesar, and Fill This House.
Lord, let your glory fill this house. Let your glory fill this house. As we lift up our hands in praise, in praise, Lord, let your presence fill the house. Lord, let your presence fill the house.
Let it fill the house. house. Fill it with your anointing. Fill it with your presence. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for joy. Unspeakable joy. Full of glory. Oh, I feel you right. Glory to God. I feel your presence. We're not talking about a building. Talking about the inner man. The me, 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 me that's in me. Fill this house. Fill this tabernacle. I don't want to do like I used to do.
From the album of the same name, Evangelist and Pastor Shirley Caesar would fill this house. Yes, we want God to fill our physical being with his presence. The Bible says that the body of the believer in Jesus Christ is the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we want God to fill and overflow so they might live for him and serve him in spirit and in truth. Coming up next here on Sounds of Praise, this is a song received fairly recently, maybe last month, I believe it was, and it's become one of my favorites here on Sounds of Praise. This is Mark Lowry, What's Not to Love, here on Sounds of Praise.
What's not to love?
What's not to love? The Savior took my place.
What's not to love?
What's not to love? My sins have been erased.
What's not to love?
What's not to love about amazing grace?
I'd like to know.
I'd like to know.
What's not to love? What's not to love?
What's not to love? The Savior took my place.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
My sins have been erased. What's not to love?
What's not to love
about amazing grace? I'd like to know.
I'd like to know.
What's not to love?
What's not to love
about a peace that keeps me through the night?
What's not to love?
Nail-scarred hands that hold me tight.
What's not to love?
About the healing touch that gave me sight.
And since I learned to trust him, everything's gonna be alright.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
The Savior took my place. What's not to love?
What's not to love?
My sins have been erased. What's not to love?
What's not to love?
About amazing grace. What's not to love?
What's not to love?
He gives me mercy every morning like rain.
What's not to love?
I walk in favor, I just can't explain.
What's not to love?
I've been forgiven, love broke every chain. And look who's been adopted, and the King gave me his name. What's not to love?
What's not to love? The Savior took my place.
What's not to love?
What's not to love? My sins have been erased.
What's not to love?
What's not to love
about amazing grace? I'd like to know.
I'd like to know.
What's not to love?
What's not to love about Jesus?
What's not to love about Jesus?
What's not to love about Jesus?
What's not to love? Get a witness, I just got to testify. Some people call me crazy, but I'm the apple of his eye. What's not to love?
What's not to love
about Jesus?
What's not to love?
Oh, 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 oh.
What's not to love
about Jesus?
What's not to love?
Can you hear the music? Can you feel the beat? The angels must be dancing, 'cause he's singing over me. What's not to love?
What's not to love
about Jesus?
What's not to love? What's not to love about Jesus?
What's not to love? this wild about me. I always make him smile. My picture's in his wallet, 'cause I'm his favorite child. What's not to love?
What's not to love? The Savior took my place.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
My sin has been erased. What's not to love?
What's not to love?
And it's 5:59 here on WNFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, streaming live, www.wmfo.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. You can download the WNFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, Evangelist and Pastor Teacher Donnelly Vernon Brown, on this Sunday, July the 30th, 2017 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And today we're featuring gospel with a southern flavor. And on this first set, we heard Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs with Can't Run. Pastor Donnie McClurkin and Dorinda Clark Cole with Write My Name. Candy Staton with Rock of My Salvation. Evangelist and Pastor Shirley Caesar with Fill This House.